looking out at the devastation. I'm still here. I'm here.
I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because Jesus is indeed Lord. Lord over all, and in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. And if you guys have been those that come back to faithmix.com regularly to check the landing page, you'll have noticed that for a while we've not had anything up there, and that's been in part because of some technical issues and also just some pretty severe kickback from the enemy over these last this last window of time. And that's part of how we know that the work that we do is effective, because we come up against the opposition of the world and the world system on our personal lives, on our professional lives, on our ministry, on every side. Because the enemy, when the enemy doesn't like what you do, the enemy attacks on all sides. And you know what? That's an encouragement for us, because we know that in Christ Jesus we're more than conquerors. We know that in Christ Jesus we move forward with all the authority of God Himself that reigns through us as we move forward on the earth. And we know that we are highly favored. We know that God is doing a work through us, and we know that God will grant us good success and favor and bless us in His eyes and His sight, and also in the eyes and in the sight of man and mankind. Because people, when we're done with everything that we need to do here, there will be no doubt that we were God's and that we walked with Him, that we did what He had for us to do, that we will have played our role from an eternal perspective, and we will have done the thing that God is destined for us to do while we're here on the earth. And we want to do that. You want to be about your Father's business while you're here. The world has nothing for you. The world has nothing that it can offer you. Everything that it's got to offer is temporal, is passing away, is fleeting, it's empty. There's no fulfillment for your soul. There's no fulfillment for who you truly are. It is a zero-sum game, and it's a loss for anybody that tries to go that way. So that's why those that are in the world, they become these monsters. They become these terrible, awful things that have lost the very essence of who they once were, and they can't continue on. It will end. All of this stuff will be brought to an account. All of this stuff will be brought to conclusion. So now we are living out and completing our role and our purpose in this time. And God has a purpose for you. Now, part of the journey for your time on the earth is to understand and have a revelation and come to an understanding, not a surface topical knowledge, but a true understanding within the core of who you are, to have that and to know who you are in Christ Jesus. When you know and you understand that piece of who you are in Christ, then you have what you need to continue forward and to carry out the mission that God has for you. So you want to carry out and complete the mission that God has for you from a place of understanding who you are in Christ. You don't want to be going forward trying to let the world determine and dictate who you're supposed to be. So if you allow the world to dictate and determine who you're supposed to be, then the result of that is going to be that you're going to constantly be tossed to and fro with each different whim that the world will throw out towards you. So the world is trying to create slaves, is trying to create target audiences, whereas God wants you to be uniquely who He's made and destined for you to be. God wants you to be uniquely the creation that He has designed you to be. There is only one of you. There's only one of me. There's only one of who you are on the earth, and God wants you to be the full manifestation of that with His Spirit flowing through you. He doesn't want you to be a clone of somebody else. So we can share little perspectives and principles along the way. We can share things that we've learned, but it is, you may learn a principle, but you need to seek the master for yourself. You can't do this through other people. So we encourage you in the Lord, we encourage you in Christ to go on and to carry on in what God has for you, but not to try to be like a person. You know, the only person that we would seek to follow and to emulate would be Christ Jesus, not a person, a human being. Sometimes we see something in another person that we admire. You may even aspire to a particular quality or characteristic, but that is unique to that person. And that's unique to the way that God manifests through that person. And you are not trying to be like a person. You are trying to follow and be what God made you to be. You know, that you want the mind of Christ, that which is, and the mind that is set on God is at liberty and is at peace. You know, right now with what we're moving into in the world, there's going to be a lot of people coming apart at the seams. That's their issue. That's not yours. You don't have to come apart at the seams. No, you can be at perfect peace. I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. Tell me when that promise stopped being real, stopped being relevant. Exactly. So that promise remains real and relevant through everything that we will go through in the times coming up. God will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. So keep your mind stayed on him and God will keep you in perfect peace. Done. Right? Next. Okay. You know, pray. When you two or three are gathered in my name, there he is among them. So when we get together in Jesus' name and we pray, things change. Ask. And it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. You know, we do not use so often the very power and the authority that God has given us. And yet we sit in quiet desperation and complain and moan and groan, not realizing who we are. Know who you are in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, you are a son or a daughter of the living God. You have been given in Christ Jesus all things, just way beyond this earth, which is just this tiny little speck, you know, in the middle of this gargantuan universe, in this one little dimension where there's so many other infinite dimensions going on parallel to this as well. You know, I mean, listen, you know this just even by looking at energies and phase shifts. If you switch to infrared or if you switch to ultraviolet, which are just different energy spectrums, there's things that you can see in those spectrums that you can't see in the one that you and I exist in our own sight level. So even in just this dimension and just a different phase of light, you can see things that you can't see in just what our common sight is. So there is so many things, such a richness that is there waiting, and people have been tricked by the devil to just exist in just this tiny little sliver and to compete and scrap and fight over scraps when God has, I mean, abundance for his people. You can't contain what God has for you. So we always have to come back to this thing, though, too. Okay, how now do we live? Well, here's a few things. You need to stabilize. Put your feet under you. Be grounded and rooted in the rock who is Christ. You need to get back to those fundamentals, those basics, those foundations of the faith. And maybe you didn't learn these when you were coming up, or maybe you didn't learn these when you were around the church, or maybe you didn't learn these but for whatever reason. Well, here's some things, okay? Read the scriptures. You know, and if you struggle to read, hey, there's audio Bibles online. Sometimes I struggle to read, and I just let the Bible play, and I let that word get in the air, but put that word up there. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Your spirit needs to hear that word. You know, even with everything going on with the Mandela effect and all that, still, get the word up there. Get the word out there. Listen. Get the word in there. Pray. You can pray unceasingly. You can pray all the time. You can stay in that communion with the Father and you can bring things to Him. You are meant to be a praying and a connected spirit being on the earth. God intended for that for you. You know, you can use tools like fasting. Now, what is fasting? Well, one thing that fasting is and one thing that is not. Fasting is not dieting, all right? What it is it is giving your physical body, your physical system, a break from you know, from either certain kinds of foods or just foods altogether, however it is that you do it. But the purpose of it is so that you can turn your attention to the things of the spirit, so that that food and those things don't consume your energy and your focus, and that you can put that focus now on things of the spirit and where God would intend for you to do that. And many times when things get strange or get weird, God will be calling you or drawing you into a fast. And what he's doing with that is he's just drawing you into a space where you can move some things out of the way and put them on the side that would be normal or regular or routine for your physical being, so that you can focus more acutely and more directly on something spiritual. So it really just sharpens our focus. And now, like, you know, we're actually learning more and more, even from science and medicine, about the benefits of fasting. Like, for example, when you fast, like intermittent fasting is something that so many people are getting onto for the health benefits of it. But one thing that happens in that time is when you take a break. And typically how that works is intermittent fasting, a lot of times people will eat during certain windows. So like a 16 and 8 window, you know, where they'll eat during an 8-hour window and they won't be eating during 16 hours. But during that window where they're not eating, what happens in that window is cells, now what they found from science, is that cells begin to repair themselves, focus, your clarity, your mental focus is better, because the digestive tract is given a break, and it's not always having to work and work and work to digest food. It can actually focus on repairing and doing other things. The energies of your bodies can be going to do other things. So it's amazing that so many of the things that God has given us instructions about, as science is catching up to what God has already put in the Word, they're finding out, oh my gosh, there's benefits to these things. Godliness has benefits for all things. There's benefits for all things. You know, if you just follow the what God has put in His Word and you trust Him in that, you're going to see the benefits of that. So prayer, reading the Word, fasting, these are, you know, get about your Father's business. God has given you and put into you certain things, certain skills, certain abilities that He would have for you to express according to the leading and the guiding of His Holy Spirit. Yes, do that. Because as you do that, you're going to have a fulfillment. You're going to have, you're going to see good success, and there's going to be other things that click by just you being who God made you to be. Sometimes you may have to leave a stuck or a fixed position to follow Christ. If that's the case and the Spirit's leading you, then continue on. I can't tell you what that is for yourself, but you know for yourself. And sometimes that may be people, that may be toxic stuff around you, that may be a job that needs to switch up, that may be whatever it is. You want to just listen to the voice of the Spirit of God and you want to carry on with that. And be mindful, back to people, be mindful of the relationships around you. Here's something very good to do. It's just a simple drill. Take stock of the people that are in your life on a regular basis and ask one simple question. Are they draining? And do you feel drained after you spend time with these people, around these people, or communicating with these people? Or do you feel filled up? Do you feel like you are just refreshed by being in somebody's company? And take stock of that, because here's the thing. God wants what the world wants to do is it wants to bring people around you that drain you and suck the life of God out of you so that you're so paralyzed you can't do anything. What God wants to do is He wants to fill you up, and then He wants to pour you out according to His purposes. And there's a difference between being drained out by the world and being poured out according to the direction and the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. When the world drains you off, it drains you off because they have no life in themselves, so they need to suck you dry like a battery. That's not your call. That's not your purpose. And it is completely godly and completely in line with you being a good steward of your own soul to cut those parasites off. What God wants you to do, rather, is He wants you to be filled with His Spirit And then he wants to direct you so that he can pour you out according to his purposes and according to the direction that the Holy Spirit would have for his body to be taking on the earth. He has certain things that he needs and wants for you to do. So he was leading you and guiding you into that. And his intention is that you will listen to his Spirit and that you will follow that and do the things that he wants you to do. So when you're being poured out according to his Spirit, and this audio is a case in point, you know, your efforts and your labors are effective. They are, you see the fruit of that. Your energies are not being used to build bricks for Pharaoh. You're being directed for kingdom purposes. So what did God say? He said, apart from me, you can do nothing. You can do no thing. So that's why the world tries to separate you from God and to drain you. Whereas God wants you to remain in Christ, let his words remain in you so that you bear much fruit and your fruit lasts. And he wants you then to go about and do the works that you see the Father doing. Just like Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father doing. I only speak the words I hear my Father speaking. That's the place we want to be. That's the place we want to exist. That's the kind of life that we want to have. So God is quickening us. He's also giving us understanding, and he's unlocking in us tools and ways and methods to do this. You know, even recently, I've personally been just kind of working through different ways. Okay, what's the best way to be able to structure certain things so that I can keep in a good place of peace and my mind can be clear? You know, how am I going to do that? And God will show you. He will show you and reveal to you ways to do that so that you can have the maximum impact and you can be at peace. God wants you to be at peace, and he wants you to be in a state of joy and a state of fulfillment. He wants you to have an abundant life. Now, here's the thing that we sometimes get upset about. We get upset sometimes because, you know, things are rough in the way that our lives are unfolding on the earth, and so we get upset at God. But the thing is that he's already told us and put in certain things there for us that we need to use that would resolve the situation. So, you know, when God tells you to pray and we don't pray, and then we struggle because we have the repercussions of getting beat up on by the world. Well, pray, throw it back. You know, I sent some stuff back to the enemy over these last couple of weeks. It's pretty scary what happened. Not for me, but for them. When you see that they reap what they tried to sow my way. All I do is I just, when I notice that something is not of God that comes my way, I send it back. I say, all right, this is not of God, and this is not wherever the source is that this came to me from. I'm sending it back in Jesus' name to the senders, and I'm binding it onto them, and either they repent in that or they die. And I've sent it back with a little extra. So send it back sevenfold, you know, where, and they know the source that it came from. I don't know. And unless God reveals it to me to know, I'm not going to ask any more than that. I don't have to know any more than that. You know, like in warfare, sometimes what happens is when people get fired on by an enemy position, and then they will turn around, they will see where the fire came from, and they will lob artillery back at that same location of where the firing came from. So once they've taken a shot at you, they reveal their position. And once they reveal their position and their position's known, now something can go back their way. And many times when return fire goes, it can go back even heavier than what came at them. So in the realm of the spirit, oh my gosh, that happens. So when people, now we're not going through, I'm not going through trying to, I'm just being what God made me to be. But when they, under the instructions of the devil, are trying to attack and send things our way, they reveal themselves to their own hurt and their own destruction. Now, if they're going to do that, well, the consequences are going to be, in the realm of the spirit, what they are. So the best thing for people to do is listen, just get on God's page. If you're on the devil's side, listen, repent, get right, come to Christ. He can set you free. There's nothing the devil has that is going to end well. Nothing the devil has offered that is not going to end in broken promises and shattered dreams, period. You got to know that. If you want a way out, it's Christ. But the only way that's going to work is you got to come to Christ with everything that you are. You cannot withhold anything, any part of yourself. You cannot draw back. You've got to go 100% all in with Christ and let it be what it is. And if the result of that is that you don't make it and you check out, well, at least you checked out with Him and you're on to glory. Thank God for that. But you don't want to be ending up on the devil's side. Oh my gosh, you don't want to end there. No, you want out. And the only way out is Christ. The only way off the wheel is Christ. The only way out of hell is Jesus. There are some pretty high-level people in the world system that have died this last week. And you know what? If they died outside of Christ, they're burning in hell. That's just the way it is. Because there's only one way out. Listen, there's only one way out. That's the reason Jesus came and died on the cross for your sins, was to create the way out for you. So, you know, God is no respecter of persons. A poor man in the street that receives Christ and walks with Him, that man's gone on to glory. And the people that had the greatest wealth that the world had to offer, but they died outside of Christ, they end all eternity as a spiritually bankrupt for all eternity and burning in hell. That's it. So whose life would you prefer to have for an eternal perspective? Now that doesn't mean that if you follow Christ you're going to be stuck in the street. No, by no means. God can put people at every level, and He does, at every level and every strata of society. But you can't need that. You can't. That can't be your determining factor. You just need to go with what it is that He has for you. So if He has for you to be up, then you go up. If He needs for you to let go of some things, and in the eyes of the world go down or whatever, then that's fine too. If it's for a window and a season, and for whatever reason that God knows, sometimes God's got to burn the king out of us. He did that with Moses. Moses was he was right there in Pharaoh's court up until age 40. And then it took another 40 years for God to burn the king out of him in the backside of the desert. You know, to the point where at 80 years old, all he's got is a stick watching a few sheep. I mean, God knows what you need. And He knows the course of action that's necessary for you. So being okay with that is important. The quickest way to get to where it is that God has for you to go is to 100% all in, just go with Him. You know, if you've got a concern, if you've got something that comes up, sure, by all means, talk to God about that. But you got to be completely committed. You can't do anything halfway with Him. So, all in, 100%, trust Him, know that He's in control, and just go with that. Know that He loves you. Hey, and listen, we're in the middle of some amazing stuff these days. So I want to encourage you guys to continue on, to press on in the things of God, knowing that He's in control. You know, don't worry about anything. God is in control, and He that began a good work in you is going to carry it on to completion. Trust Him, love Him, know that He wants the very, very best for you. And there's nothing that the world has and the world can give that is anything close to what God offers to His people. So we're at peace. You know, we're in the journey. We've got a window that we're here for. However this thing closes out is up to God. I mean, we pray. Our hope, you know, is that lives are spared, that people come to Christ, that people are unlocked to be who they were meant to be. But also free will is an exercise here. And we also take authority over things, because we can pray down strongholds, and we can pray and see the ramifications and the results of the things that God would have for us to intercede for. So, and we're doing that. So continue on praying. Pray for us. We pray God blesses each and every one of you. In fact, let's just pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray for every person listening to this audio this day. I pray for them, Father. I pray that You bless them. I pray that each and every one of us, Lord, would have a complete and full revelation of who we are in You, and Your plan and direction and purpose for our lives. I pray, Father, that we be shielded in Jesus' name from every attack of the devil. We send the attacks of the enemy back to the enemy, to the senders, sevenfold, Lord, and we pray that either they would repent and come to You and be brethren in Christ Jesus, or otherwise that they would perish in that. But Lord, we pray that they would be neutralized so they cannot destroy and hurt and harm any others, Father. So Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for the rising of your true ecclesia, your true church, your true called out ones. We pray, Father, that they would rise up and that they would have every resource necessary to do what you called them to do. They would have every strength of the Spirit and quickening of the Spirit to be called out and to be empowered in who they've been made and called to be. So, Father, we bless your people this day. We bless one another in Jesus' name this day, and we thank you. And we go forward in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. And we just pray also, Lord, we pray for good health and good strength for each and every one of us. Father, health and healing in everyone's bodies, that the Spirit of the living God quicken our mortal bodies. Lord, I pray for just amazing strength, supernatural health, supernatural healing in Jesus' name for each and every person listening under the sound of this voice. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Hey, God bless you guys. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We're going to keep pressing on, cobbling together things as we continue to go. So, just no worries. You know, one thing at a time, one step at a time. We love you guys. God bless you. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. All right.